On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Nicola Everett.
Brexit is dominating the update this lunchtime. First, we're hearing from protesters who are concerned about a deal the government signed with a company to run ferries out of Ramsgate after the UK leaves the EU. Seaborne Freight have been given the go-ahead to run services from the port in Thanet if there are delays at Dover. But the RMT, who've been protesting in London, are concerned there's no guarantee of jobs for UK workers. Mick Cash is the union's general secretary.
We want to see employment in our coastal towns, particularly in and around Kent, and the government seeming to want to be able to encourage employment of overseas nationals rather than UK nationals. Absolute disgrace.
Elsewhere, one of Theresa May's top team has warned the country is facing Brexit paralysis if MPs don't back the Prime Minister's deal in Parliament. Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says the terms aren't perfect but should be supported. Otherwise, he thinks the UK could end up not leaving the EU at all. The vote takes place next Tuesday. Now, this comes as academics and company bosses gather in Canterbury today for the Kent Business Summit. Brexit, as you'd expect, is high on the agenda as firms look at how to adapt to life outside the EU. Disruption on the county's roads is a particular concern, with the possibility of gridlock if there are delays at the border. Dr. Jesse O'Hanley from the Business School at the University of Kent has been looking into a virtual queuing system, which he thinks could solve the issue.
It's operating in the background most of the time, but if there are delays at the Port of Dover or at Folkestone, the system can be activated and that a freight vehicles specifically are held at their point of departure anywhere across the UK.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere this lunchtime, three Gravesend drug dealers have been jailed for a total of more than 8 years after crack cocaine was found inside a toilet. The 23, 21 and 18-year-olds were arrested last July after police searched a house in the White Hill area of town. Meantime, there are calls today for a drugs shelter in Canterbury after needles were found in a public toilet. People living near Danejohn Gardens say they've seen dealers and drug users in the area on a number of occasions. The City Council say anyone who does find needles in a public toilet should report it straight away. As a warning, life-threatening diseases could begin in childhood because of obesity among young people. Research today shows the number of severely obese children in England is the highest since records began. One primary school in Stoke-on-Trent has introduced a number of measures to tackle the problem. Teacher Sue Short says she started holding maths lessons in the sports hall.
We've tried to put in initiatives across the whole school day to make sure that they are up and moving, so they're getting that healthy, active lifestyle, and just to help them realise that it's good to be up and about and active during the day.
Now, a warning if you're heading out and about in Kent this weekend, part of the M20 is going to be closed. It'll be shut coastbound between 9 and 11 for Ashford and Hythe, and London bound from junctions 11 to 10, so a bridge can be installed at the new junction 10A. The project's costing more than £100 million, and Thomas Selby from Highways England says it'll be vital for the town.
Ashford's an area that's going to increase in its development and housing, and so with this scheme we'll be able to facilitate that. We'll also be relieving some of the congestion at the existing junction 10.
The closure comes into force at 10 tonight and a signed diversion will be in place. The junction itself is due to be finished in the autumn. And Whitstable has become the first place in Kent to be awarded plastic-free status by a marine conservation charity. Campaign group Plastic Free Whitstable has spent the past year looking to reduce the amount of single-use items like straws and cutlery used by people living and working in the town.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating expert.
Tennis and former world number one Andy Murray has revealed his plans to retire this year. With more on that and the rest of the sport, here's Lucy.
Well, news of Murray's retirement has come about because of a persistent hip injury that's hampered his career for two seasons. And he got pretty choked up speaking ahead of next week's Australian Open, admitting it could be his last tournament, but he hopes he can reach Wimbledon.
That's where I would like to stop, playing. But I'm also not certain I'm able to do that.
Murray's won three Grand Slam titles, including two at SW19. And in football, Gillingham are back in league action this weekend following their giant killing in the FA Cup. They beat Premier League side Cardiff City 1-0 in the third round of the competition last weekend and travel to Burton Albion in League One tomorrow. The Gills are currently 19th in the table, while the home side are 10 places above them. Kick-off's at 3.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.